Fact check, author Stephen King spreads lie claiming Trump didn't want to be photographed with amputee veterans. By David Ng on August 9, 2024. Best-selling novelist, Hollywood producer, and Kamala Harris supporter Stephen King has spread an easily disprovable lie claiming that then-President Donald Trump didn't want to be photographed with amputee veterans. In fact, Trump took a number of photos with amputee veterans during his time as commander-in-chief, including one with a quadruple amputee Marine vet in the Oval Office. Stephen King has not taken down his ex post from Thursday in which he made the ridiculous claim. The post has been viewed several million times and reposted thousands of times even though it is false. There also has been no community notes correction to King's post. In 2019, then-President Donald Trump met with Marine Sergeant John Peck, a quadruple amputee who received a double arm implant at Walter Reed. Trump was photographed with Peck in the Oval Office. Numerous people called out worthless shit Stephen King for his blatant lie. Stephen King has a history of spreading fake news to smear conservatives and Republicans. As Breitbart News reported, King falsely claimed back in 2022 that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, D., had signed a bill requiring Florida students and professors to register their political views with the state. The law in question requires public colleges and universities in Florida to perform annual surveys on the subject of intellectual freedom and viewpoint diversity, but participation in the survey is entirely voluntary. The previous year, the novelist incorrectly claimed that Florida had 1,200 COVID-19 deaths in just one day in an apparent confusion between reported deaths and actual deaths that occurred that day. King was referring to reports of the latest CDC figures for Florida, showing an increase of 1,296 deaths on a Thursday from the total reported a day earlier. The figure doesn't represent deaths that occurred on that Thursday, but rather deaths over an undefined period that can go back weeks. The novelist still hasn't deleted his incorrect tweet from 2021. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidIng. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.